This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'll be forgiven if you've come to take every piece of news we get about artificial intelligence these days as something out of a bad science fiction novel. Case in point, on Monday, researchers at the University of Texas published a study about AI that can read brain waves and possibly translate private thoughts into published text. I am not making this up. Once ChatGPT was set free last year, we did start seeing comparisons between AI and some other revolutionary technologies, the internet, for instance, or the printing press, if you go way back. And even if that might sound a bit overblown, some people in AI are already making preparations for a world and an economy that looks a whole lot different than the one we're all used to. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Joshua Clymer is a sophomore at Columbia University, majoring in math. He's taking a gap year, but he doesn't think he's going to go back. His mother, Jen, isn't thrilled. When they talked about this at Christmas, it kind of sounded like this.
So, you know, use this, you know, college as a vehicle to get more, you know, and passionate about the things you're doing. And you're saying,
I am passionate. What do you mean, Mom?
But
why
see,
do you think
it's
I
like,
work
but
this,
I just don't see that you're happy. You're passionate.
Jen says it'd be different if Josh was pulling a Zuckerberg to launch the next Facebook or something. Josh wants to drop out to work in AI, or more precisely, to prevent the AI apocalypse.
When you tell me things like, you know, I think we have 15 years to live.
So to clarify, I think when I said that to you, I put a probability on it. Like, I think there's a 50% chance that I'm dead in 15 years or something.
Josh works for a nonprofit called the Center for AI Safety. They research your typical AI nightmare scenarios, AI weaponry, the death of truth, that type of thing. Aside from the threat of extinction, Josh believes there's a very high chance that in the next two decades, most jobs are going to be replaced by AI. So he figures, why waste two more years on a diploma?
Get your degree. That's good advice 10 years ago, 5 years ago even. And we're just living in a different world now.
Josh's office mate was a computer science major at Stanford who also left his program because AI was developing so rapidly. Dan Hendricks is the CEO for the Center for AI Safety. He says computer science students are looking at what ChatGPT can already do with programming languages and seeing the coding on the wall.
They've got a lot of the basics down for coding and are, you know, around the level of a late stage undergraduate in coding. And I think as the year goes on, they might be like at the level of a junior coding employee.
Hendricks is in his late 20s. He doesn't think an army of Terminators is coming now or really ever. But he does want to be financially prepared in the event of an AI-enabled armed conflict or other disaster. And there's no Vanguard fund that targets the singularity as a retirement date.
So you don't put anything into a 401k?
No.
Why not?
I think the probability of catastrophic risks on a longer time horizon, I think that's pretty substantial. And I would want that being inaccessible. I would want to be more liquid.
For the AI true believers, the money question is a big one. Do you save as much as you can right now to prepare for widespread unemployment or something worse? Or do you spend more right now because you want to enjoy your income while it lasts?
I'm usually on the more frugal, conservative finance side, right? My whole life's been budgeting and looking forward. And we're like, nope, we're going to take that extra, very expensive vacation this year.
Sharon Kornick used to do CFO-type work for companies, but she thinks going back to work is kind of pointless. Her husband, Anton, agrees. He's an economist at the University of Virginia who researches AI. The Kornicks are funding that extra vacation partly because they're not saving for one very big-ticket item in the future.
So many arguments about this. I'm like, our kids aren't going to college. Most people look at us like we're crazy.
Sharon and Anton have two kids, ages 8 and 6. The thought of opening a 529 college savings plan feels absurd to them in a future where they believe AI is going to be smarter than us. To be clear, everyone I talk to who thinks the AI revolution is coming admits there's a chance they're wrong. That includes Josh Clymer, the likely Columbia dropout. But regardless of whether the apocalypse is nigh, both he and his mom agree it doesn't do anyone any good to be so fatalistic.
I feel kind of like, you know, a doctor has given me a diagnosis. If that's true, I don't want to be an
exactly
the next 10 years.
Exactly.
I want to be able to go back home and give my parents a hug.
Jen says if the robots really are coming, we might as well lean into being human. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.